The Labor Department's Occupational Safety and Health Administration is suing the Postal Service over a whistleblower case. OSHA alleges the Postal Service retaliated against a safety specialist at the Seattle Process and Distribution Center. The employee provided information to a fellow worker who wanted to file a safety complaint. Vincent Mullahy is a federal employment expert and an attorney with Mullahy & Associates. He joins me and Jason Miller right now with analysis of that case. Mr. Mullahy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. So usually, my understanding is one federal agency can't sue another one. This seems unusual.
Yeah, well, this is set forth in a statute that the agency can do that. I think what's more compelling here is the fact that that OSHA sued another federal agency. I mean, it's the only one. The Postal Service is the only agency under that statute that can be sued by OSHA. But I think it's a sign of the times that the Obama administration is doing more to crack down on whistleblower retaliation, to encourage people to come forward with complaints.
And so what do we know about this case? It seems like one removed, one employee encouraged another to file a complaint, but the person doing the encouraging is the one that they went after.
Yeah, well, when you're talking about retaliation, really, you really need to crack down on any aspect of retaliation. If somebody's encouraging somebody else to file a complaint, it really should be treated the same way as retaliating against somebody for actually filing a complaint. It makes a lot of sense because there's lots of people in lots of places in the government who are in positions to say, okay, there's a problem here, you should file a complaint. People do it all the time.
One thing about this case that's interesting is it's something that happened, obviously. We don't know whether the person who wanted to file the complaint in the first place actually filed the complaint, but the person who, as we were talking about, who gave the advice is now felt like they're getting retaliated against and had gotten some bad times. Have you seen this in the past where it's kind of that once removed? Have you seen other cases?
You know, actually, I have not seen any cases like that. I mean, I've seen situations like that in the federal government where one person tells another to file either an EEO complaint or a whistleblower complaint, but I have not seen any agency taking an agency to task for retaliating against somebody who assisted. It is a little bit unusual.
So how does this work legally? They sue the postal service, and so who gets paid if OSHA wins the lawsuit? What happens to the employee?
Well, my understanding is that that OSHA is bringing the suit on behalf of the employee, and OSHA is bringing the suit to collect damages for humiliation, embarrassment, emotional distress on behalf of the employee, to get the employee back his or her job, and for appropriate back pay. I mean, the big problem with the OSHA statute is that any employee anywhere, private sector, public sector, cannot sue the employer directly for retaliation, even if it's clear and flagrant. They just can't. The only way a suit can be brought for the employee is if OSHA does it.
So what happens if OSHA doesn't do it, and why can't they sue under that? Could they sue under other statutes around retaliation whistleblower, or still?
Yeah, I mean, that statute prohibits an employee from pursuing a private action himself or herself. The employees in the federal government have other statutes. Now, in the private sector, that's much more limited. And I won't go into that now. But in the public sector, you have the federal whistleblower law. And, of course, you've got to go to the Office of Special Counsel first. And then if you want to litigate it, you litigate it in the Merit Systems Protection Board. But that's after 90 days passes from the time you file with Special Counsel. But which brings me to another point. Office of Special Counsel has become a much stronger watchdog agency since Obama appointed Carolyn Lerner. This is an agency now that notoriously did nothing when it received whistleblower complaints, and now it's doing much more.
We're speaking with Vincent Mullahy. He is a principal with Mullahy & Associates, a law firm in Washington, or in Silver Spring. Now, we have the whistleblower situation, as you say, has been kind of elevated under this administration because there was really an unfortunate, I think, situation with the Office of Special Counsel that went on for a number of years prior to this. And so do you expect to see more whistleblower activity as a result of the knowledge that there might be more whistleblower protection in the next couple of years?
I would expect so. I mean, word is out on the street that that it's not business as usual at the Office of Special Counsel, that if you file a whistleblower complaint, the chances are much better than they used to be that something will be done. So if people know and understand that if they are the victim of whistleblower retaliation, somebody's going to do something about it, I would expect that a lot more people are going to feel freer to report things and also feel better about going to the Office of Special Counsel.
And do you feel that with respect to all this reporting, that there might be more cases of people making what they think are whistleblower reports, but are really just complaints over issues that may not really elevate that to a whistleblower situation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of that that goes on in the federal government, both on the discrimination side and on the whistleblower side, and sometimes those things overlap. But, yeah, there's always going to be, once you open the floodgates, there's always going to be some complaints that don't have any merit that come through.
If a federal employee finds themselves in a situation where they feel like they've been retaliated against or there's been a problem in terms of their job, are there steps they can take that is obviously the lawsuit's probably the last resort? Because that you know, as they say, you never like to sue your customer. You never also like to sue your employer. So what kind of steps can they take in the meantime so they don't have to maybe get to that lawsuit?
Well, the obvious step is to file with Office of Special Counsel. You got to do that anyway. Before a lawsuit. And again, it's not necessarily a lawsuit. It's a claim in the Merit Systems Protection Board, which is a little less formal than an actual lawsuit. But you go to the Office of Special Counsel. It doesn't cost you anything. It's always wise if you have a strong case to retain a lawyer, but you don't have to. You can go directly to the Office of Special Counsel and have them investigate. And I've known of several instances with clients I've represented that have gone to Office of Special Counsel and had Office of Special Counsel stay a personnel action while they investigated. And I've had another situation where the Office of Special Counsel actually ordered the agency to reverse a personnel action. And all this was done pretty much by agreement. The Office of Special Counsel said it was going to order it, and everybody agreed to it. So it's not unusual for the Office of Special Counsel to just step in and stop something from happening, stop an employee from being terminated. It doesn't happen like that every day, but it's definitely more likely to happen than in the past.